Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Eric and today's episode is going to be focused on the still ongoing Russo-Ukrainian conflict and the world's response. So some of you may have lost track of what's been happening and this is going to serve as a catch-up to what countries of the world are doing regarding the conflict as of now. Without further ado, let's get into it. So, the European Union has promised to increase pressure mostly in the form of sanctions on Russia until the invasion of Ukraine is halted and the country is, as they say, liberated. The conflict started last year on February 24th and today it's just after the 1 year anniversary. So far there's been more than 40,000 reported deaths and at least 140,000 buildings destroyed. Regarding the EU sanctions, this is the 10th package since the start of the conflict, and the aim is to further and significantly reduce Russia's military capabilities and undermine Russia's economy. The European Commission chief von der Leyen has said these increased pressures will serve as an end to those trying to go past the EU sanctions. Many other more EU officials have also explicitly stated the increase in sanctions, such as the EU foreign policy chief. Now, what the foreign policy chief has mentioned were sanctions that mostly targeted the monetary and banking sectors of Russia's economy, and this meant that this would severely impact Russia's access to technology and resources to develop military tech and produce more war vessels and units. Personally, I believe this targeting at the monetary and banking sector will also mean for declining economic growth of Russia, and Russia may start experiencing more societal problems. The EU's newest sanctions have also banned various exports such as missiles and drones, which further undermines Russia's arsenal. So that's enough of the EU side, what do we have from Russia? Well, the deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council, Medvedev, has hinted and said that the likely end to the Russo-Ukrainian conflict will be some sort of agreement or treaty, and he described it will be some sort of victory for the Russians. In addition, this agreement would be to further expand Russia's borders, and he has said that this may even lead to Poland's borders being pushed further back. Poland is one of the members of NATO, and US President Joe Biden said it encouraged countries to defend every inch of NATO territory. Despite Medvedev's strong comments, he is one of the people who are considered likely to be Putin's successor. That's it for today's episode. Stay tuned and see you next time.